You're muted.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. No, I just was locating the, we have another safer too. It's still here. So, okay.
Yes.
Zokt de sabit be'atuna. Ach vilan mona de lo shavi chavilei. Rashi explains on page Ayin Ches in the Sefer. Her'anu kli she'eno shove ha'hefsed shuhu mafsed. Do you have a kli whose job it is to destroy things, but it's not worth the items that it destroys. Aisi kochad v'chad budya. So, in other words, somehow this thing destroys more than it's worth. That's the point. It destroys more than it's worth. The kli. It's not a good kli because having it causes it to destroy things more than it's worth. So, do you have such a kli like that? Do you have such a kli like that it destroys more than it's worth? So he says, bring me a budya, bring me a reed, a mat of reeds. Lohava pashtua, lohava ail betara. So they gave it to him, and it was too wide to fit into the door. It was too wide to fit into the door. So aisumare, so he brought a shovel or some sort of hoe or some sort of axe. This is Sisrua, and he broke the door. And he says, "Hainu mana de lo shavei chavilei." This is something which broke this reed, mat of reeds, is a kli that destroyed more than it's worth. Because I put it by the front door. I couldn't get into the front door. And I had to break open another door. It couldn't fit in. Since it couldn't fit in, I had to break open a new entrance. So the mat of reeds is worth, it broke more than what it's worth. So they said, do you have such a thing that broke more than it's worth? He says, yes, bring me a mat of reeds. He put it down. I couldn't get through the door. He had to break open the door. And he said, you see, this mat of reed is not worth as much as the damage it just did. Bir Hadvarim. What is going on here? So he says, the Gra, Kol HaGolos Yisrael Bavor. Why are we in Golos? Again, according to the Gra, the conversation is you guys are in Golos. That means God does not like you anymore. So, why do we go to Golos? We go to Golos because of our actions. We go to Golos because of our things that we did. It says, just, it, the land does not coylate us, right? The land does not coylate us when we do averes. V'sha'alu al zeh. So the question that they asked was, if that's the case, so heich atem oimrim she'atem am kroivoy af begolos yoiser. So how is it that God put us in the land? Oh, hashgacha pratis. God kicks us off the land because we did averis. One second. Hold on. But then we're on it. So obviously God likes us better than you. Because we're on the holy chosen land. And you guys aren't. So it's very clear then that Hashem loves us more than you. Because Lishi Toscha, the reason why you got kicked off the land is because you did averus, and Hashem doesn't like you anymore. So isn't that clear now that isn't that clear now that the reason you're kicked off is because Hashem doesn't like you. You did too many averus, but we are higher level than you, and Hashem loves us more, and He kept us on the land. So otherwise, Ein Hatzar Shoiva. Hashem wouldn't do something which doesn't make sense. So they said, do you know someone that would buy a kli that damages more than it's worth? In other words, would Hashem put us in the land if we're worse than the people that he just kicked out? He just kicked you out. Because you guys aren't worth it. So what do you do? He put us in the land because we're worse than you. That's like buying a kli that costs more than what it than the job that it does. Don't make sense. So that was their question. Okay? That was their question. Now, it's like this. So Rav Shimon Hananya's point is to say that no, you're not there out of your own schus. You're not there for yourself at all. You're there for us. That's his message. Hashem kicked us out. We don't deserve to be there. The reason you're there is for our ultimate good. But we have to explain. So the first thing to explain is what's the reeds? Sukta Gra, these mat of reeds is referring to the Roman people themselves. How does a mat of reeds Merames hint to the nation of Esav? So the Gra brings a Beferish Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav, says, "B'shoshen Nosa Shloimoi as Bas Paroi." When Shloimeh HaMelech married Bas Paroi, Naatz Gavriel Kone Bayam, Gavriel took a reed into the Yam, V'ala Boi Sirtoin, and it started growing, V'nivne Lekrach Godol Shel Roimi, and that's where Roimi was perched. That's why Italy is like a little island. So the Gemara is saying Italy is the place of Rome. And basically, the point what the Gemara is saying is, in philosophically speaking, using imagination, using Mishalim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put at the time that Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a kaneh of reeds, and on that kaneh of reeds, a country grew, and that was Esav. Meaning, what's the Gra saying? The Gra, so what's the Gra saying? The Gra saying like this: when Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paroi, that was the beginning of the Galus. That was the beginning of the influence of the Goyim into Klai Yisrael. That was the beginning of the Galus. What was the Shoresh that was planted? The Shoresh was planted was a Kana, a reed. Because remember, we learned last time, a reed doesn't have much to it. It doesn't have much body to it. So he took a kana of reeds, and he took a reed and he built on it the Esav, who's going to be the one that's ultimately going to kick us out of the land. So he says, you're here because of our Averis. That's what the Chazal say. You're kana of reeds, and you're here because of our Averis. Ultimately. So number one is, you think that you're better than us because you're here? No. Number one is, you're here only because of our Averis. And I need a kana of reeds to remind you of that. That's what Chazal said. That reed that your country is built upon was planted first after we did our first Aver of Nasas Bas Paroi. That's the first thing. That's the first thing, says the Gra. Then he says, then Zok the Gra, like this. So I'm explaining it based on the Pirush of Rav Aaron Feldman, okay? Because it's very hard to follow the flow, exactly what he's saying over here. Okay, so I'm just going to say it outside, and maybe tomorrow we'll get more into the inside, because I want to get to the point tonight at least. But it's a very long piece, and he explains it very esoterically. But the way Rav Aaron Feldman explained it, beautiful. He said, this kind of reads is the power of the Roman Empire to throw us into Gaulus. So he says, well, why would Hashem invest in us if it's costing him more, right? In other words, it's a bad investment. He kicked you out to put us in. So he says, so is there a kli that breaks is more than what's worth? So he takes the kana of reeds and he puts it by the door. What door? What door? What's the door representing? So Zok the Goyin, it says the world Olam Hazeh was created with a hay. What's the message of the hay? The message of the hay is that if you don't work hard and you stay in the middle of the hay, you could fall out the bottom. Right? Gravity will pull you out. Hashpalis will pull you out. The natural tendency of a person is to come out, and you're not going to be any more in the world of Ruchnius. Being inside the hay is the world of the Ruchnius. And you could be pulled out very easily from this world. And once you get pulled out, says the Gemara, there's no way to come back in. So the only way to come back in is from the top. There's a little space in the hay, and you can come back in through there. So frek the Gemara Akasha, I thought, why can't, so let it be, a, let the world be created with the ches, not a hay, because you could come back in through the bottom. Just go out, come back in. Why? So let it be a full ches. Why does it have to be the hay? So says the Gemara, because it would never work to come back in. Once you fall out, that door is slammed shut. It's closed. You can't come back in. You have to come around the top. You have to create for yourself a new mahalakha to come in. So says the girl like this. He says, you guys are a matter of reeds. And Hashem saw we were doing so many averis that he put you in there. Why do you think he put you in there? Because he loves you more than us? No. He put you in there because he needed you to inspire us to do tshuva. Because when we're under fire and when we're in gullus and when we're experiencing things, we respond with tshuva. So he says he puts the reeds by the door and he blocks the door with the reeds. The door that he blocks represents the bottom of the hay. We fell out of the world and now we can't come back in because you're blocking it. Means the averis that we did, and our gullus reminds us that we did averis and we fell out. And you're blocking it. We can't come back in. There's only one thing we can do to come back in. We have to find a new way in. And you know what? We would never have found that new way in if you weren't blocking the doorway. If you were not blocking the door, then we wouldn't have been able to find that new way in. So he says, you the kind of reeds blocked the doorway, but give me an axe. He brings an axe and he opens a new doorway. And he says, that doorway that I just opened up, I just made the doorway wider. I just created a new Pesach because of your reeds, right? I found a new way in. So we are in Galus because we need to figure out how to do tshuva and create a new way into back into Eretz Yisrael. But ultimately, when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to come in higher. We're going to come in on a higher level because of you. And Hashem knows he doesn't stick us into Galus as a punitive punishment for Averis. He sticks us into Galus as a part of the process of perfecting us, preparing us for Mashiach, making us better. So you know why you're in Eretz Yisrael? Your whole being there is just to make us better. So you think that there's no such thing as a kli, which is worth more than that costs more than what it accomplishes. So it must be that it's worth it. He says, that's not true. Because the reed that covers the doorway, when it opens a new doorway, it did more damage than it's worth. But in reality, it didn't do damage. It created a new doorway. So in reality, when we come in through the top, when you block our hay, what you're really doing is forcing us to be better. You're forcing us to find our way in tshuva. And therefore, he says, this is the process of the Gaulus. And this is the last argument that he says. He says, you the whole time are saying that, no, we're in Gaulus, we're lost. No, you know what the Gaulus is? The Gaulus is a process. The Gaulus is the process for making us better people. It's a process for perfecting us. And you are the vehicle that Hashem is using to remind us that we have to keep on doing tshuva. And that's the remez over here in the Gemara. That's the Gros says. Now, there's a lot of stuff here in the middle. Okay? This is like, I kind of like picked and chose. Picked and, I don't know, whatever. I hope tomorrow to be able to maybe bring in some of the other points that he brings in the middle. But this is the big picture of the Vart. Okay?